every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Happy Friday, folks, and welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, represented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, along with Nico Bisauce. What a weekend it was. What a week it was as well. Between week two of the Premier League, the League Cup, which, you know, when you looked at face value what the matches were, you thought to yourself, okay, this is a bunch of Premier League teams against teams we've never heard of. Nothing will probably happen, and you know, I was thinking that as well until Grimsby beat Manchester United in penalty kicks. So we're unfortunately going to have to talk about that. I didn't really plan on speaking about that this week, but there's a lot to discuss around it, a lot of headlines around it, players, Amorim, the club in general. There's a lot of transfer news that went on, a lot of players moving things, shaking up. Nico, how about it, huh?
Man, listen, amazing week of football, drama, some funny moments, tons of goals. And I will say, if I can just stand back to a game that like kind of stood out to me, it was definitely the Liverpool versus Newcastle game. And I know we're going to break that down, but in terms of a show, amazing game. I will say the 16-year-old scoring in that game has to be one of the greatest moments in Premier League history, right?
No, you can hear me okay? Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I was going to say that the Liverpool-Newcastle game kind of got overshadowed by what happened with United and Grimsby. But that's, I mean, it's a contender for the game of the year, in my opinion, in week two. And that's just what goes to show why the Premier League is so great. I mean, this game had absolutely everything. And we're going to get to all of that. Red cards, comebacks, headlines with a 16-year-old scoring goals. I mean, it was just an unbelievable week. And there are some big games on the schedule for this weekend as well. I mean, we have a Liverpool at home versus Arsenal game, and you know that could, when we look at it in week 38, be determined. You know, this game could determine who wins the league, because I think that everyone can probably agree that the out and out favorites based on the first couple weeks of play has to be Liverpool and Arsenal, especially Newcastle signing a striker. It kind of alludes to Isak going to Liverpool now. And with that, I mean, Arsenal just got Eze. So the two best teams are improving still before the window closes. And we're going to break all that down and more here on this edition of First Touch. So do not move. We're coming right back here with your hosts, Tyler Levine and Nico Bisauce.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with four shrimp after you've already given away three, but that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
responsibly.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, let's get right into the story of the week. I was expecting to get on here and say, Nico, let's get into the week two recap and the Saturday slate. However, there is business that has to be discussed, and it is Manchester United were knocked out of the League Cup in the second round. The fact that we're even playing in the second round to begin with, is due to the fact of how bad we were last year. Just to recap the summer, we spent 200 something million, a full new front three. There are still areas that we all agreed needed to be sorted out. But regardless, you would have expected this season, especially after the Arsenal game, where although we lost, there was a lot of improvement. I mean, positive signs. Everybody across the board, I think, was saying, okay, this United team can do something this season. And the weekend happened, which we'll discuss that as well. It was definitely a drop-off in terms of performance against Fulham on the road. Obviously, different situation, road game, home game, et cetera. That's relevant for what we're about to discuss. They have a midweek game against Grimsby. For those who do not know, Grimsby is four tiers below Manchester United in English football. So there's the Premier League, the Championship, League One, League Two. That's where Grimsby play. And going into this game, it was one that I think most fans, if you are working, it was not a game you're taking off of work or watching secretly on your phone. You're thinking to yourself, there's no point. From a betting perspective, Manchester United were -1.5, and that was -230 was the line. So they were a heavy favorite to win by two or more. 22 minutes into the game, I mean, right off the rip, Grimsby pretty much was just dominating United. We did not start our full starting 11, but there are a lot of players who are starters that did start. I would say majority of the team. And 22 minutes in, ball gets played across the field. Onana gets beaten near post. A simple save in my eyes. Not as inexcusable of a mistake as what we saw 8 minutes later off of a corner kick. A set piece. He goes to punch it out and completely misses the ball. Yes, it hits the hand of the player before he kicks it in. There's no VAR in the League Cup at this stage, so goal stands. We're now half hour into this game, and Manchester United are losing 2-0 to Grimsby. A couple minutes later, they also had a very, very good chance to go up 3-0, so let's not forget that. Second half comes along, our full starting 11's on the pitch, essentially. And it took 75 minutes for Mbeumo to score United's first goal in this game. Maguire came to the rescue at the end of the game, 89th minute, heads it in, and it goes to penalties where Onana allows 11 to go in. He had his hand on 5 that went in out of the 11, and Grimsby scored 12 and win the game. Cunha and Mbeumo both missed. Cunha had a chance to win the game with the fifth penalty, and it was saved. It was just a poor penalty. And that's that. Grimsby beat Manchester United, one of the biggest upsets in football history. I mean, there's not many like this that happen ever. It was as embarrassing of a performance as I've ever seen from any Manchester United team that I've ever watched.
There's a lot of headlines that came out of the game. The post-match quotes from Amarim saying, you know, the players made it very clear what they want. We can't sell 22 players. We can't buy 22 players. During the penalty shootout, Amarim was nowhere to be seen sitting on the bench. The memes are going around of him playing with his clipboard and the magnets in the middle of the game as we're losing, which is now being remixed into him playing with DJ sets and other things alike. And that's that. I mean, I don't really know where else to go. I mean, I'll let you kind of, you know, ask a question, tell me what you think. I don't know, man, because this had me, like, really lost. Like, I was very upset after this game.
Listen, I will say that this is a shocking result, just like you said. I mean, you described the whole thing perfectly, so I have nothing to add, really, other than the fact that when you're a professional player at that level of play and you're getting paid $250,000 a week, you are expected to perform anytime you step on the pitch. And clearly in this game, people want to break down tactics. People want to break down, you know, oh, this guy should have played on the left and this guy should have played on the right. Listen, we are talking about Manchester United playing a team that is worth $3 million. The whole club,
the whole squad,
the whole squad is worth $3 million. I will add a couple things. Maguire, United's most consistent scorer in the past 3 years. I mean, he comes in again, scores the goal that sends us to PKs, and United is in absolute shambles. Cesco goes 10th on the penalty.
I was going to add on this, that the one headline that I missed is that the striker that we just spent £90 million on kicked a 10th penalty before the goalkeeper. I didn't even realize until after the game when someone said something, like, I wasn't even thinking about it. And, like, I don't know what happened there. Is that him not saying, I want to take it? We both played. Like, how it goes is you go to penalties and coach says, who wants to take one? And everyone, you know, normally the guys who are all the strikers, midfielders, wingers, like, their hands go up off the rip. Obviously, some defenders will throw their names in there quickly as well. But he goes 10th, and I don't know. I mean, he missed a pretty open chance from 6 yards out, which ultimately would have won us the game. Lack of confidence, I don't know. But, I mean, it's a bad look all around for club and player. Worst look for player in my eyes.
If anybody, we'll close it with this. If anybody that is a baseball fan, can you put that in perspective for them since they don't know anything about soccer? Put it in a baseball perspective for people.
I mean, it would be like if a player got injured and you're sitting on the bench and someone has to go pinch hit and Aaron Judge decides not to be the one that hits. Like, I mean, that's the only way that I could really think about it. Or we need a pinch runner and Ricky Henderson, I think was his name, the guy with the most stolen bases ever. Like, they don't choose him. It's like someone else go. I don't know, man. I guess we can just kind of – actually, no, let's go to this. I mean, for you, I'm seeing all over Twitter, Amarim out, Amarim out. From my perspective, this team should have been able to have a four-year-old on the sidelines leading them and designing the tactics. Like, you don't need tactics against Grimsby. I'm sorry. Manchester City's academy beat this team last year in a friendly. The academy. Chelsea's
That's
last
crazy.
Time they played Grimsby beat them 7-1. Like... How is this people, not a dream at all? The one thing I will say is I'm not a fan of this system. It obviously does not work. We don't have the squad for a two-man midfield, and it's preventing a lot of our players who play in positions that suit them not playing in those positions. And additionally, how many times we see De Ligt with the ball in the box? That shouldn't be happening at the end of a game. Your center back should not be the guy that you're relying on to cross the ball and take shots. So... between that, one real quick too. I mean, United and Fulham drew 1-1. The draw +250, under 2.5 +103. United were up 1-0 in this game. Bruno Fernandes missed a penalty. It was an absolutely pathetic and awful penalty. May I add, the only goal that got scored was an own goal in the 58th minute, and then we conceded in the 73rd because Bruno can't track and Diego Dalo does not know how to turn or make a decision well. So it was a poor performance against Fulham, which was pathetic that we didn't win that game. And then you go into this Grimsby game, and now it's like we have Burnley at home this weekend, and I can't even with confidence say that I think that this is a lock of a win. Do I think that they could respond and will respond? You know, like, yeah, of course. Do I think that, like, we should be hammering Burnley? Absolutely. But like the reality of the situation is like I don't know where any of these players stand, like with themselves as professionals, confidence wise. What type of are we going to see a different formation finally? Are we going to go to a four at the back? Because like we just we don't have the team to be doing this. I mean, Dallo can't pass, dribble, shoot, defend, nothing. He's trash. We don't have wing backs, and or enough of them at least to play this formation. And I think it's either like, I mean, Amarim today was saying, you know, sometimes I love my players, sometimes I hate my players, sometimes I want to quit, sometimes I want to be here for 20 years. I mean, like, what is that?
Yeah, but like Tyler, listen, players have to start taking accountability, man. That's all I'm going to say. Players have to start taking responsibility of their actions and how they play, because ultimately they are the massive, the producer of the game. The coach can do and say whatever, players have to play.
Yeah, I mean, look, I hate to burn a whole segment on Manchester United, but it had to be done. We're going to get through the rest of the Week 2 recap coming up next before we preview Week 3. Can't believe it, man. Already Week 3 of the Premier League season. But I'm loving it. I'm hyped up. I'm not letting Manchester United ruin my mood. I am already dead inside, and I've been dead inside for 12 years. So, nonetheless, First Touch rolls on with your hosts, Tyler Bean and Nico Beef Sauce, coming up next.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based healthcare to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. This moment together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Welcome back to First Touch here with your hosts, Tyler Levine and Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, let's dive right into the Week 2 recap of the English Premier League. I mean, it started off with a bang, to be honest. I don't know. You know, there were questions going into it. We saw Tottenham in Week 1, and they looked great. And we thought, okay, they looked great, but it's Manchester City away. And, I mean, they dominated them 2-0. Cash plus 500 money line, under 3.5, minus 146. Brennan Johnson with a nice goal in the 35th. Assisted by Richarlison, who's having an absolutely unbelievable start to the season. Good for him. And then a James Trafford own goal. Mistake led to Polina just slapping it in 2-0 right before half. City had their chances, could not convert. Tottenham win 2-0. Your thoughts? Tottenham are now sitting second in the Premier League, level with Arsenal on points with one less in terms of goal differential. Still early, but I mean, they played 2-1-2 and haven't conceded. So
that's the most impressive thing to me, Tyler, is that they haven't conceded a goal. New coach seems to have a positive influence to the team, which is very important because, you know, confidence and psychology are main parts of competing at the highest level. And it seems like that win they got against United in the final and the financial influx of money that came in through Champions League football has also had a positive outlook on them because they've added players that have definitely given the squad things. Kudus is playing great. Richarlison is not a new transfer, but the fact that they have Solanke, Richarlison has created some competition up top and they seem to be going at it pretty much every game. You know, Solanke comes in as a sub, but Richarlison is playing great. And you know, it's again the fact that Vicario, Romero, and the Deutsch guy are all playing great together gives the team a lot of confidence. Yeah. And now they have Xavi Simons coming in.
Yeah, I think that signing, he's taking the 7 shirt, by the way, which is cool. He's a great player. And they're linked to Semenyo, I believe, as well. I don't think that's happening this window, but at some point, I mean, they have successfully, it seems like, gotten rid of their demons. It's like the club as a whole feels a lot more free since winning the trophy against United. You got to be happy for them. They're starting to really build a nice club with a good culture over there, and it just makes it more difficult for those in the top six that want to compete for those European spots because it looks like Tottenham is going to be a serious contender to finish top four this year. Who knows? It's a long season, but let's see. Keep in mind, Kulusevski and James Maddison are out and injured. You know, those are two main players for them as well who we have not yet seen feature this season. Bournemouth 1, Wolves 0. Bournemouth minus 130 was free. Under 2.5 plus 105 cashes. Semenyo sets up Tavernier 4 minutes in. That's the game's only goal. I hammered this one. It was a great way to start my Saturday last week. And then right after that, my Saturday was ruined as Brentford beat Aston Villa 1-0. Brentford plus 220 cashes. Under 2.5 minus 101. Let's talk about Villa for a second. They seem to be completely lost.
Yeah, I mean, I said it in the first game, and you kind of said, you know, oh, they played Newcastle. Give some credit to Newcastle for the defensive play. And I did say that there were some moments in that game that showed me that they're not cohesive. They're not playing well together. And this is the second game where they don't score a goal, and also they don't look great whatsoever.
No, they don't look good at all. They lack fluidity. I know that Asensio is gone, correct? He's no longer here.
Gone.
So he's gone. Rashford's gone. And, I mean, it seems like – I mean, when Asensio came, he was the one scoring all the goals. And it looks like without him, they're really struggling. They're clearly missing something. Rodgers had a terrible game. He just kept losing the ball. Touch was off. No real positive influence on the match, and that's that. So, nonetheless – Burnley 2, Sunderland 0. Burnley get their first points of the season in cash at plus 125 money line. It goes under 2.5, minus 175. Not much here for me. I mean, we kind of thought it could be a draw, but, you know, ultimately with these teams that will be fighting in a relegation battle, you never really know what's going to happen.
Big win.
Very big win. You have to, when you're in these, when you come up from the championship, you have to win the games against the other teams that came up if you want a chance of staying up. Like, that's it, point blank. Arsenal 5, Leeds 0. Arsenal minus 371 cashes, over 3.5, plus 130 cashes as well. I had Arsenal first half. I had Arsenal minus 1.5. It was, you know, great wins. They were dominant. Timber goals in the 34th and 56th with an assist as well. Saka scored a brilliant goal in the 45th plus 1 right before halftime. And then Gyökeres finally opens his account with a goal in the 48th, a great goal, and then a penalty in the 95th. He gets to the demons will be gone. There's nothing that anyone really the headlines die right then and there after his performance in week one. There was also he did miss. I mean, he had a pretty big mistake early on in this game when it was 0-0, and it, you know, you kind of are thinking to yourself, oh man, maybe this is going to be a situation where he doesn't score for a little bit. But it wasn't the case, and I think for him mentally, getting those goals, they unveiled Eze at the game. So I mean, it's as good of a day as it gets for Arsenal fans. No,
absolutely, and I will say that Adi Hinkapié, which is the latest signing that they just made today from Bayer Leverkusen as an extra piece of defending, it seems like Arsenal has no excuses this year, right? I mean,
That's it. So the only negative thing that came out of this game is Saka's out for a couple weeks until international break is over, I believe. But nonetheless, that doesn't matter. Like, every team's going to have injuries throughout the season. It's going to happen. Yeah. This is it for them. I think it's do or die for Arteta. At least it's not it for Arsenal. Like, even if they don't win, they can still go and challenge. They'll challenge again the following year, and they can, you know, win tournaments and things like that. But for Arteta, if he doesn't win the league, I think that's it. Like, you're toast. Especially because Liverpool looks very vulnerable. And we'll get to that game obviously in a couple seconds here. Crystal Palace 1, Forest 1 draw plus 230 cashes under 2.5 minus 135. I think we both liked the draw on this one. Everton 2, Brighton 0, Everton plus 200, under 2.5, minus 126, nothing there. We talked Fulham United, that ended 1-1. Let's get right to it. Newcastle 2, Liverpool 3, Liverpool plus 115 cashes, over 3.5, easy and free. This was a game that quite literally had everything. I mean, it had absolutely everything. Newcastle off the jump for the first 30 minutes were absolutely dominating Liverpool, dominating them. Chances left and right. Liverpool couldn't get anything going, and then Gravenberch scores an absolute screamer of a goal in the 35th. It went in, and everyone was like, "Wait, what? What just happened?" And all of a sudden, Liverpool are up 1-0 going into halftime. Right before halftime, Anthony Gordon gets a red card for a stomp on Virgil van Dijk. VAR ruled it a red card. I don't know how you feel about that. We'll get into that. Nonetheless, they go to halftime. They come out. Immediately, Ekitike scores off of a Gakpo assist. He gets his second goal, or excuse me, his third goal for Liverpool in as many games. And then you're thinking to yourself, okay, Liverpool are up 2-0. They're a man up. This is going to be kind of just a walk in the park to the finish line. Maybe they'll add another one. Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll end 2-0. Who knows? 57th, Bruno Guimaraes scores. And I mean, from there on, Newcastle looked like they were the team with the man up. I mean, they were all over Liverpool, all over them, and finally had their breakthrough moment in the 88th minute with Osula. Ball over the top, bounces, falls to him, gets it, finishes it, 2-2, going into extra time. There's 11 minutes of added on time because of injuries, you know, VAR stuff, goals, et cetera, et cetera. And I mean, again, Newcastle are continuing to dominate. Like, they don't put their, they don't let their foot off the gas. They don't want the point. They want all three. So they continue to go for it. Liverpool really wasn't creating any chances until every player on their team, other than Szoboszlai, in a build-up, touches the ball, and it ends with Rio Ngumia. How do you say it?
Ngumia.
Ngumia?
Yep.
I mean, ball comes across. Szoboszlai was just, like, the most picture-perfect dummy, right off the training ground. Ball is just sliding across, and Rio is sitting there, all alone, 16 years old, just came on. He came on in the 90th minute, 90 plus 6 he came on, and in the 100th minute, 4 minutes later, he scores his first senior goal for Liverpool away at Newcastle after they blew the lead and gives them all 3 points. I mean, he went crazy. The fans went crazy. The players went crazy. What a story for this kid. What a game. This is what it's all about right here. You want to show someone who you know, who thinks soccer's boring, or they, you know, I'm not into the Premier League. Why is the Premier League so great? Why do this? This is it. This was the Premier League personified for me.
Yeah, I mean, listen, what an amazing game. What a big win for Liverpool away from home. for anybody that hasn't watched football before, this is the equivalence of a kid playing in an NBA game for the first time in their lives. They're 17 years of age, and they hit a buzzer beater against the Lakers or the Celtics.
Yeah, and this is the first game.
In the first game that they ever played. So
not only that, it's like getting subbed into the game for your first minutes in the NBA with 45 seconds left and doing that.
Yeah, I mean, what an incredible. I can't help but smile. Defensively, Liverpool was terrible. I will give them some grace because Szoboszlai had to play right back in this game. Connor Bradley and Frimpong were not available for the coach. But still, I mean, to be dominated by 10 men is kind of problematic. Against Bournemouth, they definitely were weak defensively and weak on the transition. They did show some of the same weaknesses in this game. At the end of the day, they leave with the cake because they win the game and they get all 3 points, and that still buys them time to figure out whatever's wrong and fix it. I will say that Liverpool getting Isak in there could be absolutely deadly for any team that faces them, because that's kind of like what they're missing, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, look, they've been up 2-0 in their first two games of this season, and within minutes, it's been 2-2. And then at the end, they've won it both times, but I don't know how sustainable that
can you play that game
is. You can't. I mean, it is a dangerous line to tread on, but nonetheless, they take care of business, they get it done, and their fans and the players are all happy. Coming up next here on First Touch, we're going to get into the Week 3 preview. Super hyped for this weekend, and we got it all covered for you. Don't move. Coming right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnet America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, along with my man, Nico Beef Sauce. Week 3 preview. Things kick off 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Chelsea at home versus Fulham. Chelsea are minus 165. Fulham plus 425. The draw is plus 325. Over, under, we got over 2.5, minus 150. Under 2.5, plus 120. What are your thoughts on this number? I mean, we just saw Fulham play pretty well against United. Now, granted, we've also learned that that probably doesn't really mean much. And then on the flip side of that, we saw Chelsea, obviously, last week just absolutely obliterate West Ham, although they did go down 1-0 in that game. I don't really know where to lean here. Like, I like Chelsea, but I'm pretty sure Palmer's out injured. He may be playing this week. I don't know, man. It kind of feels a little steep for the number.
I feel like the over is safer here because ultimately I feel like Fulham has got to figure out how to score goals. They struggle in that department a lot. I know they scored one against United, but that's not like nothing compared to the chances that they missed in the game, in my opinion anyway. Over 2.5, I'm leaning here. And whether Palmer plays or not, that's not a good excuse anymore because Chelsea has signed a bunch of players.
Yeah, I honestly think I would lean towards Chelsea money line because they are home. And I do think that after the display against Palace at home, that they're going to want to do something for their fans here. So I think that
I agree.
I expect them to bounce back and get the dub. Man United home versus Burnley. I mean, United minus 275, Burnley plus 700. The draw is plus 425. The total goals over 2.5, minus 160, under 2.5, plus 120. As we're talking, by the way, I just got a notification from ESPN. Ruben Amorim says he's not going to promise anything about his Man United future, about his future as Man United manager. So, again, who even knows what that means? I mean, is he just going to leave and walk away and quit? I mean, he said he would do that if fans didn't believe in him or his vision anymore. So,
I don't see that happening. I don't see him quitting on the team because he just signed. But I will remind everybody that United spent $30 million to ultimately get rid of Ten Hag and bring Amorim in. So if they're not going to give this guy time, I don't know who you're going to give time to. Because, like, whoever's going to come to replace
him. Someone's got to get time. I mean, come on. Like, what are we
doing,
man?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, this is terrible.
Enough about United. Enough about
Burnley. Burnley plus 1.5. I like.
Love. Love. 100% love. If anything, we win this game 1-0. I could see it as a 0-0 draw or losing 1-0. So, I mean, it is what it is. Sunderland home versus Brentford. This is an interesting one. What are your thoughts here? Sunderland plus 200, Brentford plus 145, the draw is plus 225, and the total over 2.5 plus 110, under 2.5 minus 135.
I do like the over 2.5 here. I know it's like plus 110, and it's not the most likely result, but watching Sunderland play both against Burnley and against West Ham, they are a team that will attack. They missed some big chances against Burnley, and they lost the game 2-0. But they're not really a team that's going to sit back and defend. And I feel like Brentford playing away from home against a team like Sunderland, if they don't want to be in that relegation battle, they have to get points here. So over 2.5 is my pick.
Plus 225 draws mine. That's a really low draw line. I expect this to be a low-scoring, maybe 0-0-1-1 game at the absolute most. Tottenham home versus Bournemouth. This is going to be a good one. Tottenham is minus 130, Bournemouth plus 325, the draw plus 300, over 3.5 plus 135, under 3.5 minus 175. Do Tottenham keep the perfect start here? I think they do. I think they take care of business at home, no doubt. Minus 130, I love it. Bournemouth just lost to Brentford in the League Cup, I believe, earlier.
Yeah.
So there's some vulnerability there. And as much as I like Bournemouth, I like picking Bournemouth in situations against teams that are a little below them and maybe slightly above them. I think Tottenham is too much to handle as of right now.
I will say the same thing I told you earlier. I feel like this game is going to have goals. I feel like Tottenham keeping a clean sheet for third game in a row is kind of difficult, especially against a team that plays very comfortable on transition and, you know, counterattack. We saw it against Liverpool for sure. I feel like the over 2.5 at minus 180 is a gift. If you guys want to risk it for a biscuit and go plus 140 for over 3.5, I feel like this game is going to have goals. This is going to have action.
Wolves home versus Everton. Wolves plus 175, Everton plus 165, draw plus 220, over 2.5 plus 120, under 2.5 minus 150. This has 1-1 draw written all over it for me.
I agree.
I don't think this is going to be one to really tune in and necessarily watch. What is one that is we might want to keep an eye on here? Newcastle plus 110 on the road at Leeds, who are plus 240. The draw is plus 250. Over 2.5 minus 120, under 2.5 plus 100. So Vegas is expecting a very low scoring game. I mean, you have to factor in Anthony Gordon will not be featuring, and their striker they just signed won't be on as well. It's way too soon for that. Do you think that Newcastle can go to a very difficult place to play and get all 3 points, or do you think that this is a situation for a draw? I don't think Leeds win this game, but I do think that they can get a point.
I don't think it's impossible for Leeds to win this game, but I agree with you that Newcastle has enough class on the field that they can at least hold their own. I just clicked Wolves versus Everton, Sunderland versus Brentford, and Leeds versus Newcastle. All draws play plus 3.484. So I like that.
I'm locking that in. The other thing to factor in here is Newcastle or draws minus 3.75, which is a little steep, but that goes to show that I don't think that anyone's really expecting Leeds to actually win this game.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, Sunday, we got an absolute banger of a slate. Brighton home versus Man City. Brighton plus 275, City minus 115. The draw is plus 275. And the over 3.5 plus 140, under 3.5 minus 180. I like City in this spot. After a letdown, Brighton hasn't looked great at all to start the season, so I don't really expect much out of them. They just loaned another player to Chelsea after, I mean, they're like pretty much just one club at this point. They just swap people back and forth from Brighton to Chelsea. And I just love, more importantly, I love the price for City here at minus 115.
Me too.
I think that both teams to score is probably an interesting bet. I'm going to just take a quick look here and figure out what that line's looking like. Yes, is minus 180. I think that this is going to be like a 2-1 City win. And maybe Brighton score first and you can get City on the live line, which is, as sure of a shot, at least it has been for the last 5 years. City go down 1-0, you live bet them, get them at a better price, and they come back and win, like clockwork. You got any thoughts on this one?
If you want juice, you go Marmoush anytime scorer at plus 240. If you want to play it safe, I feel like Haaland not scoring in that last game is eating him inside, and he's like even money to score anytime in this game.
I like Ryan Cherki to score. I don't know what the line is, but I think he's scoring a goal. Maybe we'll throw him in the assist parlay this week.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yep. This spot I love. Nottingham Forest minus 145 at home against West Ham. We're plus 400. The draw is plus 275. West Ham are bad, bad, bad. And Forest continue to sign players and have some sort of idea of how they want to play. They didn't lose too much. Over 2.5 is also minus 105. Under 2.5, minus 115. I like the over 2.5, and I like Forest to win this game. But if I'm going to hammer. I'm probably going to bet $14.50 on this game to win 1,000 on Forest, and maybe I'll throw $250 on the over. But I'm loving Forest here. Absolutely loving them.
I love Forest, and especially they made a big splash in this past week in the transfer window. So the coach is a little bit happier. Players are happier. More options for the coach to play. And West Ham losing this game, we might see the first sacking of a coach for the year, huh?
I think so. I think they lose and Potter's gone. I think that was not a great hire to begin with. All right, the game of the weekend, Sunday, 11:30. Liverpool at home versus Arsenal. Liverpool are plus 120, Arsenal plus 220, the draw plus 240. The over 2.5 is minus 135, under 2.5 plus 110. Where do you go with this one? Because I'm not sure.
I mean, I feel like in games, in derbies, in Premier League, we're always leaning towards the under. The line is very close. Liverpool has a lot of things to figure out defensively, but I feel like Gyökeres and Van Dijk is a matchup that favors Liverpool ultimately because of the caliber comparison. Liverpool money line. I like Liverpool money line. Plus 125, huh?
Does Eze play here?
I mean, if the coach picks him, why wouldn't he? He was playing a week ago.
You think he starts?
Absolutely, dude, Saka is not playing. They just gave 60, 70 million for this guy. Absolutely put him in and play.
He has to start. He has to start. I think so.
Who are you
going
to start, Martinelli and?
Dude, I like Liverpool in this spot too. I'm just worried about that defense. Like, I really am. It's a big concern, especially for, and Frimpong will be out. So, I mean, are they going to have to put another midfielder if they a midfielder right back? I might lean towards the draw at +240. I think that Liverpool's attack can exploit Arsenal's defense, but Liverpool's defense isn't good enough to hold the lead against a team like Arsenal.
I feel like they're gonna have to be tactically perfect in order to not concede, both of them, because either of them is untouchable. I do expect Liverpool though to not play crazy, right? Because they're not gonna go all out just like they did with Bournemouth, with like two guys at the back and 2-2 situation happening every 10 minutes. I don't think that's gonna happen in this one.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. I do think that there's a good chance, like I said earlier in the intro, that this determines who wins at the end of the year. Like, this fixture, the two times they play this year in the league, I think, I mean, I have these two teams head and shoulders above everybody else.
Florian Wirtz maybe is the guy to look at this game, because he hasn't had two great games to begin with. So
he hasn't had an impact at all.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
At all. I mean, he was my pick on the preseason episode to win Player of the Year, and that's out the window. I mean,
no, it's not. It's two games in.
I don't know, man. I think I'm not seeing it. I think Ekitike is now my favorite to probably win Player of the Season thus far, awesome. At least. I mean, he's looked great. He's got to also be thinking, like, what the hell's going on? I scored the goal to put us up 2-0 both games in the second half, and we blow both leads and then win. Like, it's got to be crazy. But it's going to be a good one. It's definitely going to be action-packed, that's for sure. If there, whether or not there's a lot of goals, that's to be determined. But nonetheless, we got Aston Villa at home versus Crystal Palace, 2 p.m. Sunday, a little afternoon ripper for the boys. Villa -115, Palace +300. And the draw is +260. Let me pull up this over-under real quick. Over 2.5, -105, under 2.5, -115. Do Villa finally score their first goal? can they not concede? I mean, the goal they conceded against Brentford was pretty weak. I mean, they got to get something here, no?
I feel like Villa money line is great value here. I don't see how this team is going to not react to the two first game awful performances. And I feel like if Villa does not win here, maybe we see some movement, because we have practically a couple more days. So for the European lists to be filed from the teams for Champions League, Europa League, and Conference League. So maybe Ollie Watkins move. I don't know. But they don't look good.
Where would he go, do you think?
I mean, Newcastle would be prominent for him, and I feel like
they just signed someone for like 70 million though.
It does not matter. They have Champions League football and they want to finish top four again.
They're also rich.
Exactly. Why not?
That definitely plays into it. Now, is this a must win for you for Villa?
Absolutely. If they don't win this game, no Eze. Crystal Palace is a team that's going to be like maybe 12th in the league, so I feel like they have to beat them.
I think they have to as well. I'm going to throw them into my parlay. I think what I like this week, my parlay is going to be Aston Villa money line, Nottingham Forest money line, Tottenham money line, and Man City money line. Those are all favorable, not too expensive lines that you should get a good price on putting all four together. I'm going to put it together in the break coming up here. We're going to talk a little Trent Alexander-Arnold as well coming up next year on First Touch for the 2-Minute Drill. So, do not move. We are coming right back with your host, Talamina and Nico Beef Sauce. We'll see you guys in a couple seconds.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Ty Levine, along with my man, Nico B. Sauce. Nico, let's talk a little Trent Alexander-Arnold. Two things. Big headline days for him today. Yesterday, it was drawn that Real Madrid will travel to Anfield for the first Champions League game of their UCL campaign. Not going to say that it's rigged, but, I mean, sometimes things like this happen, and you got to think to yourself, like, I mean, how? Like, what are the odds? You know, the it's the biggest headline of all last year, Trent going to Madrid. They booed him on the last day. Now he has to go back to Anfield. Not only that, he was not picked for the most recent England international duty squad. Your thoughts on Trent, his move that he made, leaving him off international duty? I mean, where do you go with Trent?
If I want to be dramatic, I'm gonna say that he does not want to come to Anfield. If I want to be pragmatic, Xabi Alonso left him out in that last game that Madrid played against Real Oviedo. I don't know if he's dealing with some type of injury, but I can't imagine a world where Tuchel does not pick him for the World Cup squad. I mean, Kyle Walker is the only right back, the actual real right back that they have. Like, I don't see Trent Alexander-Arnold being left out of that squad completely. It is weird that he was left out of this one, though.
Yeah, maybe he's dealing with a knock. I don't know, though. I mean, like, look, he's not the best defender. It's going to be interesting to see how that progresses and if he's left out of Real Madrid lineups moving forward. That means for his chance. I mean, it's a World Cup year. If he's being left out all season long, like, he might not actually get picked, which I think would be crazy. but I don't know. I'm with you. I can't see him being left out of a World Cup squad by Tuchel. Nonetheless, guys, as always, thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of First Touch. We'll see you next Friday at 5 o'clock Eastern with all the recaps from the games this weekend, the Week 4 preview, and anything else going on. We got you guys covered here on First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Bean, along with Nico Beefsauce, signing off. See you guys next week.
See ya.